Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for our daily tech and business report. We are joined now by Bloomberg News reporter Chris Palmieri. If you haven't signed up for Peacock's ad-based free streaming service, you're going to have to pay for it. Chris, how much is it and what's behind the move?
It's $5 if you're willing to watch ads and $10 if you don't want to watch any ads. And this is, you know, we're seeing just a whole lot of changes in obviously a TV overall, but particularly in the streaming businesses recently. They're all losing a ton of money still, except for Netflix. Peacock, which is a division of Comcast, part of NBC, said it was going to lose $3 billion this year on Peacock. I mean, it's staggering amounts of money. So they're trying to figure out ways to make some more money out of this. In this case, you know, they had a different product when they launched 3 years ago. They were offering a free version that was ad-supported in addition to the more of the Netflix model where you pay a monthly fee. And so now, you know, as of Monday, they're no longer letting you sign up for the free ad-supported version.
I thought it was maybe because the TV shows got better and people were clamoring to sign up, and they thought, maybe we can actually charge people for it. But
well, that's part of it. You know, they're having a better run. They were up to 20 million paid subscribers at the end of the year. You know, that's a pittance compared to Netflix and Disney Plus and that. But they are doing better, and the feeling is they want to, you know, create more of a premium online TV experience. In fact, their plans are called Premium and Premium Plus. That's where you start. And so the idea of giving it away, was no longer appealing.
So $5 is premium.
Correct. Yeah.
And it just feels like, okay, well, it's really not that much. And is it really worth it, you know, for your time? Time is money. Is it worth it for your time to watch the ads?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're watching, for example, a new show, Poker Face. It's pretty good. You can get some of the newer first-run Universal Studios movies like Tar, the one that Cate Blanchett is nominated for Oscar in. And they have stronger content. More of that's coming. And so this is a way to monetize that. But there's so much tumult happening. I mean, just this week alone, we've seen the Showtime cable channel, remember the HBO competitor, is basically dissolving and being merged with Paramount Plus. That news came out this week. We also saw that the Warner Brothers is taking a lot of its shows off of HBO and HBO Max, and now licensing them to third parties. Again, this is a sort of a way to make money, kind of the old TV model, you know, where you license stuff instead of keeping it all in your Netflix-like world. So we're just seeing just rapid change.
It's hard to keep up. And if I hadn't signed up, I'd be thinking, well, what do I want to do this? Because they might change it on me, pull the rug out from under me later.
Right. I'm not terrible, you know, with the commercials. The streaming commercials tend to be a little lighter ad load than on regular TV. And the one annoying part you've probably seen is that they tend to play the same commercial over and over again.
Right, right.
But I think that's getting better. I think the level of advertisers on the streaming services are getting better. And so, everything comes around, goes around.
Hey, Chris, thanks very much. Well, that's Bloomberg News reporter Chris Palmieri.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.